So could not ask for better conditions. And Stephen King about to join us in a matter of seconds.
He's ready to go now. Senior assistant coach at the Western Bulldogs. King, we appreciate your time. How's the feeling in the camp as we get ever closer? Under 2 hours now to the opening bounce.
Yeah, out on the ground at the moment. And thanks for having me, guys. It's, as you said before, it's 25 degrees, sun's out, crowd's in, buzzing atmosphere. So, it's electric at the minute. It's fantastic.
What sense have you got of the group over the last probably 48 hours? Your run through yesterday and the way they've woken up today and the general feeling in the group as we get closer?
Yeah, I mean, this group just amazes me, really. Firstly, for the resilience they've shown over the last month, but also there's a real calmness. They're just relaxed in the sense that, I guess, nine of them have been here before, but also they just don't let anything, I guess, even with lockdown, sort of deter them at all. And they just stay really balanced, really calm. And, you know, it's been amazing to witness. So they're in a good place, I think. We had all our meetings, our preparation, and yeah, I've just been looking forward to this moment.
Kingy, all the very best for tonight. Hope it all goes very well for you. Yeah. From a coach's perspective, and we do clearly focus a lot on the players and their preparation. Now, I'd only assume in a normal week that you are fully prepared to roll out and play whoever you are that weekend. When you've got an additional week, so now you've got 2 weeks, how much more preparation can you do and then relay those messages onto the playing group?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to be really smart with what you do. I think just because it's the biggest game of the year, you can't sort of go away with what works for you all year. And I think as a coaching group, you digest and review the Port Adelaide, the prelim, and you just get those learnings of that game to the group as a normal week. And then you probably just start the Melbourne stuff, you know, on a Monday of this week. So you don't try and drop anything on them early. We've been really fortunate with our build-up, having three really hard finals. We've sort of just rolled and recovered really nicely and prepped them up to go for this week. So, you know, I guess there's a trap. As a coach, you always get your work done early and be really prepared. And from that, I think we've got a good handle, having played Melbourne, you know, twice during the season and once in the pre-season as well. So you just got to make sure you don't, especially living with the players over here in a bit of a hub-type situation, you don't, throw too much at them. That's not required.
How much in your preparation can you change from who you guys have been, not only this year, but for a period of time to, you know, we've spoken about how do you stop Max Gawn? Do you need to niggle him? Do you need to bump him? But that hasn't been characteristics of your group. How much can you change for one game, maybe knowing that it might be a good result, but it's just not who you guys have been?
Yeah, we've got different levers we can pull as a coaching group, and I guess that's our beauty, is our flexibility. But, I mean, I guess purely from a personnel point of view, Steph Martin, Adam Treloar and Josh Dunkley haven't played against Melbourne this year. So they'll get a different look than what they've had, you know, the previous occasions that we've played them. And, you know, really confident that Steph will come in and do what he did last week and give us a really good contest. You know, him and Tim English know just how important Max is to Melbourne and the way they play. But, you know, we'll complete faith in the way that we want to go about it and back our boys in.
Kingy, Adam Cooney here. Good luck tonight, you big legend.
Thanks,
pretty ding-dong battle throughout the midfield. Clayton Oliver's obviously one of their prime movers in there. Do you back your group in, or do you look to lock down on a Petrarca or maybe an Oliver?
Oh, look, I think we have to respect both of those guys. We've got plans in place with whether a player goes to one of them or even just as a unit, just the way we set up at stoppage and try and guard some more dangerous space. They can be lethal if they're allowed to come out the front. So we've just got to be really balanced in what we do. Make sure we're sensitive to the cues of the game and at each stoppage, and just make sure we adjust on the fly. And we can make changes as well, you know, if someone gets hot for a period of time.
And the back end for them, May and Lever, obviously two terrific defenders. They intercept and get a lot of drive from half-back. Terrific job Josh Shackey did on Alira Alira. Can we expect something similar on Jake Lever this evening?
I think likewise, both of those guys, they do like to mark the footy. So whoever does play on Lever, you know he's going to be where the ball's going to go. So you're going to be in the thick of it all game. So, yeah, look, we have to be really sensible with the way we use the footy. And I think that's going to be the key for us, just to make sure we look down the field, see what's there, wait for our numbers, and make sure we use the ball really smartly.
Can you pick who's going to play on Lever? We know defenders often go to who they want and they can manipulate it, particularly someone like Lever who wants to roll off and often picks an easier target. Can you initiate that matchup from a forwards perspective?
I think you can. You can say to your forward group to flip the mindset of you as a forward and make sure you're relevant and that you actually stay where the action's going to be. So I think the beauty of our group at the moment, the way we've been performing over finals, we've played in some really combative, contested game, especially forward of the ball, where we've actually just really rewarded and encouraged our forwards to compete and make a contest. And that won't change today. And whether it's Lever or whether it's Harris Andrews another week, or, you know, Alirelia the week before, that's, we've just got to make sure we're really smart and diligent. And our forwards don't try and look to get off an opponent. Just make sure they embrace the contest.
Kingy, we know Bevo has become famous and is famous for his themes from week to week. Can you give us a little glimpse without, I'm assuming you're not going to share the whole story, of what has been the theme and the story over the last fortnight to get ready for today's game?
Oh, look, I think it was documented during the week. There's a bit of a Shawshank Redemption theme that's been probably throughout the finals. So just embracing that underdog status, probably us being locked up in quarantine a fair bit. You know, that Bevo's a master at that sort of stuff, and, you know, he's a great motivator and a fantastic storyteller. So, you know, yeah, it's been a really good build-up.
So watch the game. The first 5 to 10 minutes, the Western Bulldogs were all over Port Adelaide in that inner ring. As soon as the footy bobbled out, there was 2 to 3 Doggies players inside that inner ring, Port Adelaide players standing out. Do you need to do much work over the last couple, or have you had to do much work over the last couple of weeks in that, or is that just you've done so much over the last few years, it's just a natural thing for the guys to get inside because it's two great contested ball teams this evening?
Yeah, I think we were on top of it early, I think, in the year. But then you sort of, through injury, through personnel, through the numbers game, sometimes you go 6 forwards. So often stoppages can change week to week and how you're setting up. So I think for us, it was probably just getting, you know, Adam and Josh back from injury. How do we fit those guys into our midfield mix? And it's just amazing over time how players evolve and are willing to change roles and complement one another. So I think we just got back to playing really selfless footy, playing for one another. Probably removing the ego as to who has to start at centre bounce, just play our roles and, you know, see where it takes us. So to the boys' credit, they've been amazing at complementing one another and playing for each other.
So one more matchup. Stephen May obviously had that hamstring issue a couple of weeks ago. Early, how many Ks can we expect Aaron Norton to cover to try and work that hamstring over early?
Oh, yeah, I think we'll need all our forwards to work their backsides off, regardless if it's May, Lever, whoever it is. We, you know, Petty, we just need to make sure our forwards, you know, get up and compress the ground and then rip back when there's paddock space to play into. So it won't be any specific instructions just for the May matchup. It'll just be for us making sure we play the way that we want to play and that we always give our midfielders and high defenders a dual threat when we look forward to the ball.
And, Stephen, as we let you go, obviously you've had an awesome ride at the Bulldogs. You've accepted a role up north with the Suns, so it'd be a great way for you to go out and finish your time at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, look, it'll be fantastic. I mean, obviously there's been some speculation. There's been a lot of movement, but that's something I'll probably address after this weekend. So just really focusing on the next couple of hours here and make sure we get the job done today.
We're very jealous of you, mate. It's going to be fantastic a few hours ahead. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Stephen King.